Perched on top of the hill, this green pitch is an oasis and a safe haven, a place where children from one of Rio de Janeiro's poorest and most violent neighborhoods can kick a ball that may one day help kickstart them on a path to a better life.
This is a dangerous community. We have shootouts, we have all sorts of things going on here. So, like I say, it was to create a safe space for the kids to come and play football. That was the aim, and that's what we set out to do. As a side effect, if you like, we've started producing very good football players as well.
Jasmine Pereira is one of the newly found talents. She went from selling candy on the streets to being part of the girls' team, representing Brazil in the Street Child World Cup in Qatar. The team returned home with a championship trophy, the third in a row since 2014.
When I was selling sweets, I had no goal. I thought life had passed me by, leaving me no opportunities. But it all changed. I traveled to a country I never imagined. We won the tournament. I was seen on TV, and as a result, I have just been signed up by one of Brazil's best football teams, Fluminense. It's getting better and better.
Yasmin's only regret is that her parents cannot share in her joy.
My father and mother are drug addicts and live on the streets. I know who they are, but I have no contact with them. I don't think they even know that I went to Qatar.
She was raised by her grandmother after being abandoned by her parents when she was 6 months old. Yasmin says she hopes she'll inspire new generations from Rio's favelas or slums to follow their dreams.
The project is now preparing a new generation of players for the Street Child World Cup. It will be in the United States in the next 4 years, and these three children here are hoping to participate and to repeat the success of their predecessors in Qatar, where they won the World Cup.
11-year-old Nicole Caroline has dreams of becoming a footballer. She says if Jasmine can make it, so can she. And so many of the other children from Brazil's impoverished favelas. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.